Welcome to Sensitives on Fire, the podcast for sensitive visionaries who want more, with your host, catalyst and coach, Nicole Eisler. Her mission, to help you live yours with guts, grit, and fire. Her message, dare to be yourself, to shine your gifts, create badass success, and have way more fun. Get ready to light your fire. Now, onto our show.
Hello, it's Nicole. I'm so excited to bring you. We're featuring another special guest, Kathy Cohen Brownfield. Let me tell you, this lady is so strong, so resilient. And, you know, I know Kathy's story, but even in our interview that I'm sharing with you here, we touch on some very sensitive topics, some very real topics about depression, about considering suicide. And I tell you what, this lady has a story to tell, and I wanted to share her story because I've watched her and her resilience and her determination to always find the light. And now she's sharing her light with others. I can't wait for you to listen to her interview. Enjoy her energy, enjoy her presence. Kathy is just so special to me. And I hope you enjoy our interview and our time together.
Nicole Eisler here, and I am joined. I have invited Kathy in to share some time with us, and I just wanted to, this lady, I tell you what, I remember our first conversation. I remember the silence on the phone at certain points when, and just, I was just like, wow, this lady is so amazing and has been through so much, and is really, all I could think was, I don't know that I've met someone who's so persistent, and but wasn't seeing it, right? And but now to have watched your journey and been with you, and I just find your story very inspiring, because I swear to goodness, no matter what has happened in your life, you just have a way of, well, I guess I'm just going to get back up and keep going, because that's what's meant to be. And, you know, you just really have taken your life by the reins truly, and made such just huge transformations and shifts. And people talk about words like that, transform your life, and it's transformative. And, you know, but this is why I wanted to talk with you, to make it more accessible, more, you know, relatable and real, to give those words some real life definition, right? And make it tangible. So I will hand it over to you and let you say hello to everyone, and then we'll just see where our conversation leads us with our fun questions and what we get to discover and, you know, learn about. But feel free to say hello and share, you know, what you'd like about yourself and why you're happy to be here.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kathy Cohen Brownfield, and I've been here about 2.5 years. And I first joined when Nicole's group was called Sensitives Rising. And at that time in my life, I had decided that I needed to make a positive change. And so I went onto Facebook groups, and I was looking for a group that had positivity. And I even think I put in the word positivity in the search, and this group popped up. By fate, by God, by however it came to me. And I have been blessed and honored to be a part of this group since the day I first joined. I sat back and watched for a little while, and I was just amazed at how positive it was and how everybody supported one another. And I'm like, I've never seen anything like this before. And it was just absolutely amazing to me. And I'm like, I need this in my life. And so I stayed quiet for a long time. And then I finally decided to make a call to Nicole. And that took all the courage I had. And I remember that day well, because I blah, blah, blah so fast for like a half an hour and didn't let her get a word in edgewise. And I just felt like I had to blurt my entire story out to her, because she needed to know this, because I needed help. And after our conversation, I felt more positive than I had ever felt in my entire life. Before going into that conversation, I had had a lifetime of unimaginable trauma, and things just kept happening in my life and happening in my life and happening in my life, and I was always waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I was living in Victimville that we know well, and I even had my own little campground there, and so I needed to hear what Nicole had to say. And one thing she said to me that I'll never ever forget is I was dismaying over the fact that I was not able to finish getting my master's degree, which was my dream for my entire life. And for circumstances beyond my control, I just was not able to get that degree. And I felt like a zero, and I felt worthless, and I felt like I was a failure in life. And because I had worked since I was 18 years old until I was until 2011 to get my bachelor's degree. And then after 2011, I applied for and got selected for the social work program at Western Michigan University. And that's the program that I was not able to finish. And Nicole, in the way that she does things and in who she is, said, "Have you thought about this?" She said, "You have a master's degree in life." And that stopped me in my tracks. And I said, "I never thought about it that way." And after everything that I had been through in my life, I realized she was right. I did have a master's degree in life. And I was okay with that. And that would be good enough for me if I was never able to finish this degree. And that's how I was introduced to Nicole and the group.
Well, it's not uncommon for me to cry, but straight out of the gates, usually, but that, I remember that moment. It was, hey, I'm not going to kid you. When I'm on these calls with people like you, Kathy, I get just as much of a rush out of it, and it moves me just as much on my end. And sometimes I wish I could tell you that I know where those words come from, or I know, but I was listening to your story, and I was, all I could think was, my God, this woman has been through so many things, not just like had a flat tire on the way to the class or not stuff like that, like big things, right? And, but then the next part of your story was always, so then I took another class. So then I decided to take a class. So then I took the little money I had and I paid for a class. And I thought, my God, like you are the finest example of persistence. And, but what I find that the ego does is it minimizes your hard earned effort, your, you know, the desire and the intention and the way that you showed up anyway. And no matter how far down you got knocked, you still decide, no, I'm going to keep going and I'm going to do this. And I do, I remember that moment. And I remember on purpose letting you get it all out, because I know that for many sensitives, and there may be some watching who resonate, who feel like they're not heard. They feel like they've internalized all of this stuff and they don't know what to do with it. And that energy, it doesn't go, you know, it stays there. And so I love to give that space to say, tell me where you're at and tell me what's happening. And I know exactly what's going on when the words just keep, and it just keeps coming, and we're going years and years, and there's, I know why, because where did that energy go? It stayed there, right? It's just stuck there. So I enjoyed learning about your story, and all I kept thinking was, she just doesn't see it. She just, that's all that kept popping through, was she doesn't see it. She doesn't see. And then somehow those words just fell out of my mouth, right? I'll just say it that way. And it was literally like you could hear a pin drop. There was so much silence on the phone. It was like we blew your hair back. You know, Spirit was like, listen, have you thought of it like this? And that's the rush for me, was that moment of, and to hear you go, no, I've never looked at it like that. And you said, I like that way better. Me too, because wow, lady, like you never quit. You never gave up, no matter what. Your story is unbelievable. And where you were at before the community and how you, I mean, you might have been watching from afar, but then once you decided to engage, that was really a big deal too, was, you know, how much you give to others and offer and welcome, and you just have so many gifts that, you know, to have those gifts kind of stuck in that I didn't do enough thing, that just didn't seem right. You know, that just, it just didn't. So I was honored you came and found our community, however divine led you here. Thank you very much, universe. We accept. And, you know, have become part of the family, and you're like a pillar in our community. I mean, I talk about you a lot because you're super inspiring. there's so many people who would have just given up, and you didn't. You just didn't, you know, it's amazing. So I have to ask, because sometimes, you know, I think like, how come people are, you know, what holds people back? Cause I try to think about myself as well. Like what holds me back from taking that step or making that call, or what moved you from where you were thinking I would like this, or I like the energy of this, or, cause you're right. I mean, that was my intention with our community, was absolutely not positivity like a bunch of memes, but like real life positivity, right? Real life. Hey, I'm here for a reason and I want to let my light shine, that kind of positivity, right? But what made you finally, I wanna do this? Like I wanna make that call. What was, if you can put yourself back there, what was kind of that, what bridged the gap and made you take that step? It's not, please tell me it's not because I'm scary. Because I always think, is this why? Like, are senses not calling or scheduling because they think I'm scary? I don't yell at you, I promise.
No, fear was very much involved, though, but not fear of you. Fear was involved in making me get to a point where I wanted to change. And this may be difficult to hear, but I'm going to share it anyway because I felt led to. Before talking to you, my life was very difficult. And for the prior 10 years before I met you, I had been hospitalized for being suicidal for 10 years, twice a year. And I was at a point where I had given up, and these negative things kept happening to me, and I got sick and tired of being sick and tired and suicidal. I'm like, I don't want to live this life anymore. I just don't want to live it. And so when I was reading one of the posts on the site, you talked about if you don't like something, then change it. And so that's when I finally got the nerve to call you and say, blah, 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 this is what's going on in my life. And literally, it was a last effort on my part to get out of the negativity that surrounded me and get out of the trauma-filled existence that I had been living for years. And I'm like, I don't want to live this way anymore, but I know that I have things to do. And I reached out to you, and you were there. And you literally changed and saved my life on that day that we talked. And I will never, ever forget that. It will always be a part of me. It's part of my story. It's part of who I am. And it's part of who you are and who you're called to be. And so I listened to you very closely that day. And I thought, well, it seems really bizarre that the only thing that I have to do is change my mindset. And I'm like, but I'm going to do this because I believe her and I trust her. And talking to you is the easiest thing that anybody can ever do if they want to change their life. And so that is where I stepped from victimville into let's give this a shot, because you don't have anything to lose, so let's do this. And I have been soaring ever since.
You know, I do want to share stories because they're inspiring, and but again, I almost feel like those words sometimes get glazed over because everyone's saying them. This is so inspiring, and but this is real life. Like this, right. You know, what you explain and where you came from, and I try not to describe your story for you, but there was so much. I have to say, there was so much like shame that I felt in your energy, and so much like, you know, this was my fault, or this was, I didn't work hard enough, or this was, you know, no matter how hard I tried, there were all these stories that just led you to this low feeling place. I had no idea, obviously, in that phone call that you had told me your story, but I didn't know obviously the dark place that you had reached, the decision that you were basically like, all right, this is my, you know, and as I'm listening to you describe it today, I'm flashing back, but I'm, you know, I'm emotional because had we not connected,
what would have happened?
When you've been through years, and listen, you know, for anyone watching, Kathy knows this a bit about my story, but I grew up with someone who was in quite a bit of therapy and was on, you know, that was Valium, but you know, then was anxiety meds and group therapy and rehab therapy and art therapy, all these therapies and suicide attempts. That was my mother. That was the household I grew up in. So I'm totally familiar with it. I really get it at a very deep personal level. And what I cannot ever figure out is, then why didn't it work? And I think you remember some conversations you and I had where I was like, wait, so you're in group. So this is where my mind goes, because I do attract a lot of clients who have been in traditional, what we call traditional therapy for years, whether that's one-to-one therapy or group therapy, same therapists, same groups, but they feel worse, or they, because you don't really feel the same, because if you're doing that for years and years and years, but you're still dealing with the same things, how is it not worse? To me, that's worse, because why isn't this going away? That's what you start to believe, right? And so it's not that I have desensitized from it or anything, but I just want to, man, I just sometimes, you know, on those dark days, you just need a crack of light, right? And so I'm like, let's just crack the window open a little. Let's just see, like, what can we let in here? And what can we let out? Because that, I can't stand the thought of someone, especially someone like you with such a big heart, and you just care about people from such a genuine place, to feel like that there's no way for you, or that this is all there is for me, or this is, you know, or that any part of it was, you know, so it's like that stuff just comes, as you know, there were a couple of times we talked in different sessions and things where my fire came out. So I was like, wait a minute. I don't care what, because this is what happens if we can get into this part of the conversation too, with someone's working with a therapist or a psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever title, and they start to doubt themselves and they doubt their own strengths and their own knowing and, you know, and their own wisdom. And I would hear things like that and it just makes me like, but what do you want? What do you think? Because you are the one that gets to decide that. It's not me. It's not anyone else that should get to say, well, you still have this or you need to that. Or I don't know. That just comes out of me. And there's some people out there right now that are really dealing with some things and they've been told some things and diagnosed with things. And I just don't live by that. I just don't. I'm a rebel. I don't care about diagnoses. I just don't. I care about you, your soul, right? And that. And so obviously it just got fired up again, but thank you again, universe, for the connection and for our conversation. And for me, it was always simple. I was like, look in the mirror, lady, like you're amazing. Like you, what you have to offer and the way you see life. And, you know, I think that was it. It was helping you get back to trusting yourself because that had been taken from you in many ways.
It had. Yeah. And the years of therapy did not help me. I was in therapy for 25 years total. I needed it when I was younger. Maybe it would have been more helpful then, but I didn't start therapy until I was 30. Mm-hmm. And that was a little late in the game. But those years of therapy, this group has done more for me than those 25 years of therapy have. And I'm not knocking therapists because,
right?
Because I have a degree in social work and, you know, I understand the process, but for me, this group was what I needed. You were what I needed to help me see the other side and to help me see who I really was. And that I did have reasons to live and that I did have hope for the future and that I did have something to offer.
And absolutely on that. And I'm not knocking therapy or therapists, but I cannot speak for all therapy and I cannot speak for all therapists. And I can't speak to what others do. I can only speak to what I do. And for me, it's about helping you see yourself accurately, right? Like not through your ego, not through the conditioned mind, but from a place of spirit and from a place of course you belong here and of course you have value and of course you have worth and that, you know, the things that happen in our life are only a part of our story, but to find, you can't find like, you know, why did that happen? And I just find that, again, the clients that come to work with me feel like they have tried everything. I have tried everything. This is my last ditch effort almost. Right. And I just don't want to feel like this anymore. I go, well, great. Let's figure out so that you don't feel that way anymore. And sometimes it's not that I try to simplify it, but why make it complicated? If you want to feel good, do you want to feel good now or do you want to feel good in 20 years after therapy? How about now, right? Do you want to get to your dreams like 5-10 years after doing lots and lots of therapy and work? Now, it sounds like I'm knocking on therapy, but I'm not, right? But if like some things that, how about we start working on those things now? How about we clear the stuff out that's clogging that up or blocking that view or, you know, it's just that sort of living in the conditioned mind, which defines everything as your fault or defines everything as you shouldn't have done it that way or whatever it's showing up because it's personal for everyone. But I'm usually in awe of you. Like, geez, if that happened in my life, I don't, you know, and you just like, but everything's always working out for me. Like there was something that you were so hungry for it that you thought, wait, it's like that? Oh my God, I'm in. Like you went all, like if I offered you, you were all in. You know, this was, whether it was the community, it was the group, like guys watching, I'm not kidding, okay? So I have this lady in my community. Listen, I know when a lot of you join the community, sometimes you're added by friends, sometimes you come in. Our community right now, by the way, is Guts, Grit, and Fire. Yes, it was Sensitive Rising. We're still rising, people, we're still rising. It's just that I felt that we moved from that to giving you the skills to continue to rise. That's where I'm at right now, right? So you all come in the community a lot of times, or I'll see a name pop up on a live stream, or and I feel the energy and I know like, whoa, this person, like they're ready. Like I can feel them. And all of a sudden your name will start popping up, you know, all over. Well, all of a sudden I'm, if you come into my community, you get personally welcomed because I myself, if I go somewhere, I don't want to be in the masses. Sensitive, hello, like come on in, friend, right? And so I really want it to be very personal, even though it's an online community, it's real people to me. And this lady starts showing up. She's welcoming all the welcomes. Like we welcome everyone personally, and there's Kathy's name again. She's welcoming, and she's like almost like our tour guide. Please visit the tabs. Please go in. You can watch the videos and you can watch this. And we're all unicorns here. And I'm like, this lady is she's like the shit. Like this is you just became an advocate. And that, but truly is, you know, one of your gifts is that you are welcoming. You are an advocate. You have an ability to make people feel at ease about who they are. And to me, could we not just use like a million more of that in the world instead of less? Like, oh my God, the value you bring. Of course, that was what I saw. But anyway, I just remember I'm like, this lady's welcoming all of our new members. Like, this is cool. Who is this? I mean, I knew, you know, we had chatted, but it was just something that I just thought it was amazing, you know, that, and that you were so hungry for, you were like, this is different. You know, this is, I like this way better. and that's what I want for everyone. I don't ever want someone to ever be contemplating that decision that you were faced with. That, I mean, we all have points. We all have moments where life is dark or I don't know how I'll get through this or, but that hard place, like call me, please call me. Right. And yeah, so I'm a little gushy when it comes to Kathy because she's here. That's a big deal. That's a big deal to me that you're still here. It's a big deal.
Thank you so much.
So obviously you've gone through big changes and big shifts. And I love asking this question because initially, of course, there's a pain point typically, right? That red hot spot where it moves you from where you're at to reach out to me and we start talking. And so the initial things that you want help with or you know, as you've described, there's pretty big stuff, right? But beyond that, there are things that happen and unfold that you couldn't see before. You didn't know they were there. You didn't know that those kind of magical things would happen, or it's the surprises along the way, because the universe just loves to give you more than you ask for when it comes to the good stuff, right? What kind of surprised you that happened as you started doing this work and as you started getting involved in the community and doing different things with us? What did you see opening up or happening in your life that we were like, huh, didn't see that amazingness coming? Like, what was it that surprised you kind of?
Well, one of the things that you recommended that first day was you were starting a Unleash Your Courage class, and you suggested that I get in that class, and so I did, and that was a game changer for me. The Unleash Your Courage class really surprised me in that I'm thinking about all of these terrible, terrible, unimaginable things that have happened in my life. And you were asking, how was that a positive experience for you? And it was, They were. And I'm like, that surprised the hell out of me. I was like, oh my God, really? Ah, I'm meant to help these people. Mm-hmm. I'm meant to help these people. They're my people. And it opened up a way for me to start dreaming that big dream you were talking about that I couldn't even comprehend. I was like, big dream? I just want to get through the next day. And I learned in that class so much. And I was able to connect with the people that were in the group because it was a group class. Mm-hmm. And I was able to connect with them and feel their love and their support. And I just remember being so shocked that the things that had happened to me did have a reason. And even though you can't imagine what the reason would be, they did have purpose. And they were to show me who my people were, who I needed to help, who I could relate to personally. And what I could understand differently from the way I'd understood before.
I remember your ahas in the class, and you were like, it's so amazing. But when, understand that the reason I share these things, like how I remember them too, is because those were the big shifts. Those are when you opened the door to the rest of the things that were meant for you, right? It's, you're not trapped in that small space anymore of this is all there is this hurt and pain or these hard experiences or things I missed out on, or you're in that small cramped space with your ego and it's going that and that and that. And so when you have these moments, and I remember you coming back to one of the calls, that program, I mean, I've actually considered and it spoke to me a few times, like that was a really good program. Like it was really a lot of fun I have fun teaching all my programs, but there was something about that program that just, opened things for a lot of the participants. And
it helped change my life. It certainly had a big part in that.
Yeah, we might have to have a callback on that program or something at some point. But I remember you coming to one of the calls and saying, yeah, I never looked at my life like that. Like I've never looked at these experiences from this perspective. And, most people, when you have those things happen that are hurtful or painful, or that's how they stay. And they lock a space in your awareness and in your energy that, I just try not to think about it, or I just had to move on, right? But it's, that's really what you did, was the energy work and how to, now it serves you. And it's opened the door. And that was what was fun to watch for you too, because there was nothing in, it wasn't maybe that you didn't want your own business or you weren't looking at that at some level, but then to get to the point where it was like, oh my God, this is how I can serve people. I can help my people. I can, right? And I can do that. And there were other things too. When we started talking about your, which was not a business at the time, but how you would help, like you guys, she would just help people with crystals. That's what she said. Well, I just help people with crystals. I just really love crystals. And I just help people. And so as we're talking about it, she's sharing these things with me. I'm like, oh my God, you do all of that? How much are you charging for this? She said nothing. And listen, it's not that it's about the money. Okay. But she had like an entire process. She had a whole structure for how you were helping people, but there was a missing piece. And the missing piece was seeing yourself as someone who had value and worth, if it may, because these other things were clouding all of that up. They were distracting you from purpose. They were heavy and there was that stuff. And yet there was still within you this desire to go and help people. I was like, that is just amazing. Like you are, you're a crystal expert, just intuitively. And then you had this whole process that you set up with people and how to use them. And you wrote out, you know, this, like, almost like, you know, your recommendations and how they should. And then you had on top of it, you're like, oh, and I've had this happen and this happen and this happen. All these people were coming back to you and saying, Kathy, this is what happened when I used the crystal the way you told me. And they set their intention and they did all these beautiful things. It was pretty amazing. I was like, this woman is unbelievable, like in all the amazing, cool ways. And again, it's, I'm not saying that lightly, that it was, it is so true. You just, I don't know, you're just an amazing soul to me. I'm always like, I'm so honored that I get to know you. It's just amazing.
Well, the name of that business now is Gifts of Delight. And it is a business.
It has a name now.
It has a name. And it has a website with lots of crystals on it. Pictures, yeah. And write-ups about every stone and how they can help you emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So it's it came into existence after we had talked.
And that's you know, most people, because this is part of being on, you know, an earth school, right? Is that we have to have that thing called money and we have to pay those things called bills. And well, there's a lot of different ways to do that. You can work for someone else, you can get a job, you can, you know, or if you have something, and most clients that I work with and the sensitives that I connect with, they really want to help more people. And that's a given. Like, they just want to help more people. There's an intuitive way that they can do that, where they're most aligned, it's easiest, and it's just like something that is free-flowing for them. So we had two of those elements for you. And then there was the thing of, you're kind of volunteering to do it. And I thought, what if we could add that third thing, where you then also add, where, you know, you're earning money, but it's like your livelihood, but also it's your mission, part of your calling and your purpose. And we put the passion with the paycheck, like that, you know, that's what I saw as well. Like so what would make more sense for Kathy to go off and work for someone else doing good things in the world, or doing these aligned things that she can really help with? That's where my mind says, oh, more people need healing. More people need understanding. More people need this guidance. And you have that. You had all of the, you know, you're approachable, you're insightful, you're intuitive, and you're a delight. I had to say it. I don't mean to be corny, but I had to say it because it is really true. Just talking with you, just everyone should just talk with you because you just feel better when you do. And you just have such an amazing, like, sense of gratitude. Like, you're so grateful for everything. You take anything that happens and you transform it and turn it into gratitude. That's the magic about you. Seriously. It's amazing. I mean, I just find you amazing. I love it. So there are some things that you are really, really good at as far as, because you've had some dark things happen even after, listen, I wish I could tell you all watching that once you get on this journey and nothing dark happens and nothing. Oh, no. I mean, there's things that have happened to Kathy. My mouth literally fell on the floor where I was like, what? And you can share or not share on what you feel there. But what are the things you do every day that keep you in that state of gratitude and keep you asking for more goodness? And because again, you've had some things happen even after your
right. After I joined the group, I my apartment burnt down and I barely made it out alive. That was a year ago, and shortly after that, this month and this week, two friends of mine committed suicide. They made a pact and they carried it through, and the neighbor across the hall in the same week,
yeah, I couldn't believe
committed suicide. And I'm like, I was watching from my window and hearing all the sounds and flashing back, and then one of my best friends the same week died of pancreatic cancer. And so that was the first part of my year last year. And then on my birthday, I got into a car accident and totaled my car and somebody else's car. And and I could have very easily fallen back into the old trap, but I have a different way about me now. I have a different attitude. I look for the good things in life. I keep a gratitude journal every night, and I post, and it's online. A friend and I and a few other friends started it, and it's a place where we list 10 things a day that we're grateful for, and anybody can do that. They can start out with one or two things. I'm like, you can always be thankful for breathing, and you can always be thankful for waking up in the morning, even if you have trouble on a day picking out things to be grateful for when you're thinking, the house just burnt down, but I'm still alive, and I woke up the next day. And so I do things like that. I keep a journal of my dreams and my goals, and I do a prayer journal as well. I read my Bible in the morning. I'm usually up at about 6 in the morning, and I have this little routine that I do, and it keeps me grounded, and it keeps me reminding me of who I really am.
And I have to say, because I remember we got on the phone during some of that stuff, because I was like, and I, guys, on my end, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening, you know, but what comes through is, all right, we got to get a focus, we got to get this, and you went into action, but the funny, not funny thing was, before that, we had been talking a lot about getting things in order and not wanting certain things the way they were. And we were having, you know, we all have it, so we don't need to, you know, pretend like clutter is a swear word, but you know, like that. And then we were like, oh, okay, hold up, universe, right? But what I was, again, amazed by, how you, I mean, it was like, the fire and the whatever. And as I recall, prior to that, it was either several days or a couple weeks, you had been waking up at like
3 o'clock in the morning, every morning. Yeah.
And that was about when the fire hit. And I was like, Kathy, your spirits have been waking you up, getting you ready to get out of that building. I mean, there was that's one of those points.
The fire was at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did not listen. to the firemen, because I thought they were drunks knocking at my door.
Right. And I was like, at 3 a.m. You've been waking up at 3, because I remember you posted like, oh, I woke up at 3 a.m. again. They woke me up at 3 a.m. again. I've been waking up at 3 a.m. And then the fire and that. So, you know, like gratitude all around. But you picked up the pieces and you ran with them. You put your life back together. You got a new apartment. You did this thing. People in our community came together, gave you resources. Also, you know, it was just incredible. It was an incredible time. And where you have moved from and what you actually then implemented and applied that you would learn. Then, right, like, here's this lady, her apartment building burns down. She gets her new apartment set up, enrolls in the program that I had at the time. She's like, that's perfect. I'm in, does this. And this is what I have continued to see is your life just, you know, like growing and expanding, the amount of relationships that you have, how you also later down the road stood your, you know, because there's a difference between like defending yourself and standing your ground. When you stand your ground, the way I look at it is I stand my own energy and I'm assessing things that are happening or things people are saying, and I'm observing them. Is it a fit or not? You made some big decisions and you moved forward from that. And I'm just always like, I don't know, what is she up to now? Because it's just, you just get stronger. You just continue to grow and you're open to experiences. And I love seeing you happy. And I love seeing like the life that just pours out of you. And I love seeing all those good things come back to you as well. And you did that. I mean, I know it's nice and it sounds great, like call Nicole or whatever, but you made the call. You were open. You asked for help. You made the decision. You implemented what you learned. You're the one writing those things in that gratitude list every day, like every day. Guys, she is so, you know, and it's about finding what works for you, right? And doing right. And you have reprogrammed your brain.
Right.
Going from this conditioned mind that saw how things missed the mark or how this was too, here's what I'm grateful for. Here's what I'm good at. Here's how I can help. I have people to help. I have a purpose here. Like that is why I wanted to share your story, because that to me is the ultimate transformation, is you living and breathing as who you are here to be. Not who you want to be, not what you think you're doing it. And that's everything. Like that, that makes everything ever done really, really worth it.
It's the just class was Dream Incubator Mastermind. And out of that came another business and two dreams that I have working on, that I'm working on in the back of my mind. And and in between those rough times, I called you when I needed to. Don't be afraid to call Nicole, because she is there for you. She gets you. She understands. And she will bring you out of your bad mood, your bad attitude, your bad negativity, whatever it is. She will help you. She is there to help you. And that is her calling. And I am so honored that I got to be part of that.
Well, right back at you. I mean, I'm just, sometimes even I get a loss for words, because that is, your story is just triumph. Absolute. Again, persistent. It's just, it's one of your driving factors, you know, that keeps you going. And I appreciate all those kind words. It is really, it has been an amazing experience. I have been so honored to work with you. And I just, I mean, I would find myself, I hang up from calls or seeing you in the group and you're right there front and center. Let's do this thing. Like I'm in, and that is what makes this so exciting, because that's where you get the greatest return. You will get back whatever you put in, you know, that's the thing. And if there's anything that I have learned, is that nothing will stop Kathy. Like she is, nope, she's in it now. And you know, you're continuing to step forward, and I'm thrilled. I love you. I adore you. I appreciate you. Thank you very much for sharing such, you know, your personal story and your dreams and your visions and how you do it. I mean, that's, you know, this is real life, folks. Like this is about living your real life in the way that you want to live it, so that it feels good, that it reflects the true, real you, not what you've been taught or maybe what you've been conditioned to believe, right? And that you have people in your life who always invite you to be true to yourself, who always invite you to, but what do you want? What do you want for your life? You know, what are your beliefs? How do you feel about that? Because it's your life. That is my biggest goal, is to help you get the answers to those kinds of questions, not give you my answers. That's the problem I have with a lot of the therapy and a lot of the things, is that people are out there trying to give other people their answers, and that's not our place. It's not my place to give you my answers. It's my place to invite you to ask yourself and be true to yourself, right? And do that. And so thank you for that opportunity. And thank you for everything that you contribute to our community, because it is our community, and that is why I started it. And I just can't wait to see what else you do. Like I'm just always like, look at her go. Just there she is. Just, you know, everybody. I mean, thank you. Thank you very much. And
thank you for bringing out the fact that I can be authentically me on your site. I don't have to be someone I'm not and be accepted. I can be who I truly am, and that's good enough.
That's everything. Yes. And I wouldn't want it any other way, because gosh, too many people already are trying to be someone they don't even want to be because they think they're supposed to be that. And that's definitely not what we're about. So this is the be real space, you know? So again, thank you. I appreciate you. We'll make sure that, you know, all your links and your information are available for everyone, whether they have crystal needs. I know that you work also.
I do essential oils as well. Young Living essential oils.
And mostly you work with people, you know, with tools and strategies that they can use and getting to be true to themselves. And just what you just said, to be able to be who you want to be and be, you know, just be you, because that there's nothing small about that. That's what's amazing. And, you know, that's the comfort part you offer people.
And I just want people to know that if they are feeling suicidal, if they are feeling hopeless, if they are feeling worthless, if they are feeling that there's nothing for them to do and they have no purpose, that they need to contact you. And they can feel free to contact me as well. I will be happy to listen to anybody. I'm a good listener. But when it comes to taking action, Nicole is your person. And you need to let her do her work and bring you out of that difficult place that you're in. And you will look at things differently, and it will change your life, and it will change your mind, and you will never be the same person that you thought you couldn't get away from.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And yep, that is, you know, again, with what I grew up with, my mother did not move away from that. She moved deeper into it and really lost herself. And so, unfortunately, I've, you know, my mother has multiple personalities and does not have a way out. And I do really understand it, and I do really get it. And it's amazing what can happen in a conversation, you know, with different perspectives and someone who, I mean, I say this very genuinely and from my heart, but I do have a way of really understanding without you feeling like you need to explain it. I will give you the time and the space to explain what you feel you need, because I want you to feel heard. But I really do get it at a different level. Really do. And if it's one thing I do hear often, it's, wow, you really do get me. Like you just understand it, or you just get it. And I do, because, you know, a lot of my journey is not any different. So the things that I've shifted, and you have to get to that place where you appreciate yourself, and you know that you have a place here. And, you know, I'm a spiritual recruiter. So I'm always looking for more of those who want to help other people, who are looking for more purpose in their life. And if you don't know how to find that, that's what I help you do. It's really what I help you do. And that's why, Kathy, you're just such a great example. And you have there's so many elements to your story that are relatable. And that's why I wanted to share and just, you know, just spend some time with you. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for spending time with me. And I really enjoyed my time with you.
Awesome. And thank you, everyone, for joining us. Again, you can look for Kathy's information to reach out and connect with her. And obviously, if there's anything that resonated today, we're both here. This is, you know, we're here to help. So no judgment, no nothing, just here to listen, here to help and create those shifts with you. So thank you.
Thank you for listening to Sensitives on Fire, the podcast for sensitive visionaries. If you like this podcast, please be sure to leave a comment or review. We hope you'll tune in next time.